Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Another one of their gimmicks. They are quite fond of them, I guess. I prefer the term psychoamnesia. White wings are so pejorative.
This voice is just filling with specters. I belong to neither the physical nor the spectral, and yet I am beholden to both. I imagine you might know a little something about that.
There's nothing to see in the blackness, my dear. Just all blackness. Just all blackness.
My God, what? How could she? Did we cause this? Did we cause the death of that man and that little girl?
Oh, Vance, we just did our job. We couldn't have known she'd do what she did.
It seems her capacity for corruption goes beyond political gain.
Shut the fuck up, Mum. We all know you revel in this, you sick piece of shit. We don't need you shoving our noses in it.
Of course.
Well, what do we do? Do we report it?
I imagine the Jason Society, and by extension the Asceterium, will have little care about Mayor Hampstead's Pritta. Only that she illegally sold their property.
I'm afraid Gretchen's right. In my experience, the Asceterium has never really been concerned with collateral damage.
Cold bastards.
We're all just numbers, man. Scratches on the wall. Our esoteric overseer's just...
Please, Felix. Not now.
Of course. Sorry.
I'll include the murder-suicide in my message back to the higher-ups. For what that's worth.
I just can't imagine why. What would possess her to do such a heinous act? She didn't seem like that kind of person.
We are all capable of horrible things, Mr. Sallowin. It is man's capacity for self-delusion that allows us to think otherwise. One only needs to meet the right circumstances, and they can easily go from saint to sinner. I'm sure Mrs. Hampstead once thought she was immune to political corruption, incapable of harming her family. And yet, here we are, an obscurum sold for greed, and three dead bodies.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but it's time to go to bed when the resident murderer sermonizes about man's lack of moral integrity.
Regardless of Mr. Mont's nature, it doesn't make what he said any less true. We are all capable of evil. Arrogance leads us to believe otherwise.
I didn't say it was untrue. Just a bit ironic and hypocritical that the most immoral person in the room is lecturing us about ethics.
On the contrary, I believe one who is devoid of such ethical entanglements may be the best person to provide insights into moral corruption. But I suppose that we must agree to disagree, Miss Vespertine.
If it'll get you to stop talking, Mr. Mum, anything. I'm going to bed. Good night, all.
I suppose I should do the same. Put an end to this miserable day. Good night, everyone.
You two doing the same?
I'm a bit of a night owl myself. But yes, I'm going to retire to my room and read.
Yes, I've some business to attend to.
Oh, how you pluck the strings of curiosity.
Are you staying up, Mr. Yaros?
I have trouble sleeping. Plus, the Cartoon Network is playing reruns of Space Ghost Coast to Coast, so...
Yes, of course. Well, good night.
Likewise, Miss Harlow. Felix...
Fucking Brack. He's the best.
Hey, That's right, Felix. Just relax. Stuff your face full of buttery goodness and fuck off.
What the hell? Did that really just happen?
Sure it did, you white-haired shithead. Now listen, you can sit there and tout the virtues of anarchy and anti-establishmentism. God damn it, Zorak, is it even a fucking word?
Don't talk to me, you meager-minded simpleton.
Fuck it! If the world can have a giant goddamn tower made of teeth, then anti-establishmentism can be a word. Now, what would I say? Oh yeah, you can play rebel all you want, but we all know you work for the man. The esoteric subterfuge fascist regime that calls itself the Esoterium. They're just trying to impose order on a world designed for chaos. Just like you, Felix, you're always fighting against yourself. Just go mad. Go mad like you were meant to. All the other white wigs are out there enjoying themselves, living in their own worlds. Do you think you're better than them? Hey, I'm talking to you.
Oh, you're talking to me.
Of course I'm talking to you, you silver-haired Guy Fox wannabe. Is there anyone else in the fucking room?
No, of course not. Of course not. Sorry. No, I don't think I'm better than them.
You're goddamn right you're not. Now just let the darkness all in. Go mad. Let it all flow.
That can't be real. It just can't. It's just because you're stressed. Yeah, that's it. It's just because you're under a lot of stress. And plus, Brack wouldn't be such a dick in real life. No, stop it. This isn't real. Or is it? I suppose there are a lot of things that are real that shouldn't be real, right? The throne of Malor, Mammon's gramophone, Weirwood, the fucking Black Pyramid. Maybe it's coming from outside. Nothing out here. Stop it! Stop it!
Felix, go mad with us!
Felix, wake up. Are you all right? Felix?
Are you all right, Felix?
Whoa, what's going on? What happened? Where am I?
You're laying on the floor of the living room. Helena and I found you here on the floor. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We're here for you then, Felix. Tell us more about what happened.
He said he was fine.
Oh, well, he's clearly not. Felix, what happened?
I don't know. Brack was talking to me, calling me a poser. Zorak was being an antisocial douche. Although that's to be expected. I think I might have had another dream. I get those sometimes.
Well, I don't know what the hell half of what you're saying means, but maybe you should take a seat on the couch. Gather yourself.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'm reliable. I'm not like the others, you know. They're crazy. I'm not, though. I'm a valuable member of this team.
Why, of course you are, Felix. The team wouldn't be the same without you. Now, I'll get some breakfast ready. Maybe your sugar is low or something. It might do you good to get some food in you, huh?
It seems I've missed some excitement. Whatever is the matter?
Oh, don't pretend you give a shit, Mom.
If I feigned concerned, it certainly wasn't my intention. However, I believe you would be able to detect my deception, Miss Vespertine. But to clarify, I did not state any concern. Only requested a clarification of what transpired.
Thank you for clarifying your indifference to the situation.
Felix has experienced a bit of an episode, Mr. Mum. Apparently it happens from time to time.
Just a dream, Vance. Not an episode. Mine are just a little more vivid than others, is all.
I suppose that's not surprising, given your privileged acquaintance with the darkness.
I don't know how much of a privilege it is.
Oh, my boy, you've no idea what you have. A view into mankind's darkest moments. A time when the laws of reality were cowed by encroaching nightmare. What I wouldn't give to peer upon such vistas. Behold Stygian dawns and infernal dusks.
Oh, the wet dream of a psychopath, everybody.
Good morning, Gretchen.
Not from what I've heard.
I'm fine now. I'm feeling better.
I'm glad to hear that, Felix. Helena, have you gotten any word from the higher-ups?
I sent the letter last night. Unless anyone else has seen a carrier pigeon, they haven't responded.
Down to business as usual, yes, Miss Harlow?
I simply want to be kept abreast of the situation, Mr. Mum.
Of course, my dear. Of course.
I am curious what they'll have us do next, given recent events.
Well, there's no shortage of obscurum, that's for sure. Though I'm not sure there's any rhyme or reason to which ones they assign us. If there is, they certainly don't tell us.
Oh, I do hope they assign us somewhere wonderful. I've always wanted to go to Suttercraft and behold those strange coffins they've got buried there. What a fantastic nightmare to live every day. To wake up knowing your doom lies sleeping in a black box below your feet. Not knowing why or how, just possessing a sleepy awareness that things will come to an awful and inevitable end.
They found all those crucified bodies in a church there, too. Yeah, a few years back. They were victims of the killer known as the Crucifier, they think.
Ah, just frosting on the cake.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Seriously? They just had to snuff out the fireplace.
How splendidly unnecessary.
Melodrama is always part of the package, I suppose. I'm sure it's no coincidence that it showed up right after we were talking about it. I wonder what would have happened if we'd refrained from the topic. Would the pigeon have just stayed out there indefinitely? Food for thought.
I suppose there's no point in waiting.
Greetings, members of the Obscuary. First, I would like to offer my deepest condolences about poor Mayor Hampstead and her family. What a tragic way to end things. However, we must keep in mind that she did illegally allow a third party to abscond with our property. An occurrence I'm sure caused you no shortage of dismay. That is why, despite Mayor Hampstead's poor decisions, which seem to go well beyond selling things that are not hers, we have decided you will pursue this theft, determine the culpable party, and reclaim our property through whatever means necessary. That being said, we cannot halt progress, as the studying of Obscurum is much too important to stall. No, in addition to tracking down Dorsey's palace, you will be tasked with investigating another Obscurum. Have any of you heard of parageography and the Big Earth Theory? Well, you're about to get more acquainted with it. You see, on a newly discovered patch of land in northern Canada, there is a burgeoning religion there called the Protocols of the Black Moth. Dramatic, isn't it? Specifically, this curious sect is supposedly in possession of some rather unique specimens, ones that may convey some interesting information. You are to be there in 4 days' time. Of course, you will not be expected to drive, but instead travel by Zeppelin. Oh, how I envy you. I do so love Zeppelin rides. But enough daydreaming. Your tickets, as well as a briefing, have accompanied this message. As always, thank you for your service, and have an enjoyable trip.
I'd never ridden a Zeppelin before. I hate flying. Humans weren't meant to fly. Our arboreal ancestors left the trees for a reason. Left the tyranny of the sky to the birds, bees, and airborne Beelzebubs of the world. Zeppelins are just motorized bombs with first-class seats to a fiery doom. Hydrogen-bloated boats just waiting to blow. Hindenburg Holocaust just waiting to harrow the world with an aerial outburst of untamed conflagration.
Oh, I think we could get you some Valium or something for the trip, Felix. We'll board the ship, you'll doze off, and when you wake up, we'll be there. Easy peasy.
I guess that might be okay. I do like drugs.
I had a feeling you did.
So, what do we know about this religion, the protocols of the Black Moth? Well, what about this parageography? Is anyone familiar?
Let me see. Parageography constitutes an expansive field within obscurum studies, dedicated to the exploration of novel terrestrial formations that have emerged subsequent to the Great Darkness event of 1999. Grimlin represents the most notorious and recognized of these new geographical discoveries. However, there exists a multitude of such landmasses globally. Scholars within the field of parageography often advocate for the Big Earth theory. This theory hypothesizes that the advent of these emergent landmasses has resulted in the displacement of former ones, thereby augmenting the Earth's surface area. The theory was first posited in 2007 by Dr. Elias Jarvella of Mystoric University in his seminal paper, Postnoctum Continental Expansions and Drifts, a Review of the Data.
Interesting. And what of this Black Moth religion? Is there anything on them?
Well, there's...
I believe I may have some insight into that. You see, some years back, a colleague of mine, a fellow biopsychometrist, was sent to investigate a strange specimen located in northern Canada. He was being kept by a local death cult that called themselves the Protocols of the Black Moth. She had little information beyond that, but she did say she briefly examined some kind of biological sample, a human-sized egg of sorts. She wasn't allowed much time with it, but she was able to detect a humanoid-like presence living within it. What it was specifically, however, she couldn't tell.
Well, they sound like a cheery group. And it looks like we're on the hook for finding the missing apocalyptic pipe organ. Mom, you said you could compile a list of big buyers on the dark market, right? When do you think you could do that?
At any time, Miss Vespertine.
Felix, would you be able to, search for any other obscurum that's mysteriously gone missing? I mean, whoever these people are, they don't seem to mind just cutting them away. Perhaps some other obscurum have disappeared.
Affirmative. I can also try to cross-reference any missing pieces with corresponding sales on the dark market. Maybe find a correlation there.
Oh, if only I had you in my trafficking days, Mr. Yaros. What a wonderful team we would have made.
I bet I could dig into the digital dirt and excavate data like an informational archaeologist. Unearth obscurum encoded in ones and zeros buried beneath cultic codes and secret ciphers. I obfuscate the obfuscators of stolen obscurum and then...
Lead them to Mum, who would, correct me if I'm wrong, take the obscurum for himself and then kill whoever you brought to him.
Well...
Always sharp as a tack, Miss Vespertine. Of course, you're right. Although, I wouldn't have hurt our dear Felix here. He would have been too valuable a resource.
Thank you, I think.
How generous of you, Mum.
And where are you off to, Miss Vespertine?
Not that it's any of your business, Mr. Mum, but I'm going on a hike. No reason not to take advantage of the lovely scenery around here.
But you said there were bears out there. Isn't it dangerous?
A bit, but I'll be fine, Vance. This ain't my first rodeo.
Oh, okay, well, have a good time.
I'm sure I will. Be back soon.
Thank you. Hello there, little one. The silent treatment, huh? That's all right. Let me tell you why you're here, child. You're very special, you see. A blue rose amid a pallid garden.
I don't like it here.
Of course you don't, dear. It's an unfamiliar place. But time will change that. Soon you will come to call this place home, believe it or not. Or do you prefer the streets where we found you?
I was fine.
Indeed you were. I have no doubt you would have been ruling those streets in no time. But, my dear, you've been called to a higher purpose. One where your skills will be put to good use. Do you know what I'm speaking of?
No.
Oh, come now, my sweet little thing. You felt it, haven't you? That sensation that you're different. You don't know how or why, but you know it's there just the same, don't you?
What is it?
It's a gift, child. But gifts can sometimes be painful things. No one ever tells you that. But here, you can turn that pain into something useful. Point it in a direction.
What direction?
In the direction of that which took everything away from you. Those that live in the darkness. Your anger, up to this point, has been blind, blunt, and undisciplined. But here, you can hone that rage into a tool. One that you can use to fight back. Would you like that? Would you like to help destroy the things that so selfishly try to destroy you?
Yes.
Good. But I warn you, child, the road ahead is not for the faint of heart. You will hear, see, feel, and do terrible things. Things you thought beyond your capacity. And then you will do them again, and again, and again. There will be times where you must harness that flame that burns in your heart. And others where you must douse the fire and replace it with ice in your veins. This is the nature of your calling. Do you understand?
I think so.
In this world, one must be certain, ironclad in their convictions. There are no half measures here.
Yes, I understand.
Excellent. You will be training under me as my student, my pupil. Despite your pedigree, you will be treated no differently than the others. You will sweat, bleed, and cry with them. Learn the One Church's disciplines and grace together. We are all kin here. Family.
I have no family.
Come here, child. Silly girl. Everyone has a family, even if they are distant. But you need not worry about that, for you have found your family. This is your home now, and soon you will meet your brothers and sisters. Now, come with me, and I'll show you to your room.
What's your name?
My name is Elowin. What's yours?
I don't have one.
Well, we can't have that, no, can we? How about Helena?
Helena?
It's a very special name. It was my daughter's. You remind me so much of her. So now, I pass it on to you.
I miss you so much, Elle.
Obscuary is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Stephen Anzalone. It was performed by Kelly Bear and Stephen Anzalone. Editing was done by Walker Kornfeld, and audio production was done by Stephen Anzalone. Be sure to check us out at maltopia.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply type in MAELTOPIA. If you like the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And to further support us and gain access to exclusive art, stories, and podcasts, check us out at Patreon at www.patreon.com/Maltopia.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.